I'm so excited for you guys to listen to this week's episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast.
I'm gonna throw this out there, drugs. And so nobody talks about it openly.
Let's talk about Ozempic and GLP-1 because even skinny people are doing it there.
And I'm very frustrated. I just didn't know how to go about saying this because it's so, I just got back from Vegas with a client and he owns a ton of medical clinics. And he said the biggest thing right now are people are taking, obviously Ozempic and it's working. But what happens is, he said the positives are outweighing the negatives because people are losing weight. So they can't really say that it's not working because weight loss is where they want to go, except for nobody's talking about the fucking amount of muscle loss that they're losing, how they're actually feeling, what it's doing to the body. So just because that fucking scale is going down doesn't mean you're actually going in the right direction. And it's so bad that people are doing this because they need something that is going to work instantly. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast. We are taking you from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Today's show is brought to you by Vita Essentials, the number one NMN product. I am so excited to have Alan, is it Dyke? It's Dick.
Dick, Alan yeah. Dick in the studio, celebrity trainer to 7 and 8 figure entrepreneurs. Welcome to the studio, Alan.
Hello, everybody. Nice to meet you. Nice to see you.
It is great to see. It's great to see. Are you from Canada?
I sure am. Kelowna, British Columbia.
It's great to see someone from Canada wearing a New York Yankees ball cap.
It was the only one that fit. Apparently, I have a smaller than normal head, so that's what I picked.
There you go. Well, let me tell my audience about your background. So, Alan Dick is a high-performance fitness coach who helps busy entrepreneurs and professionals build elite bodies without sacrificing their businesses, their family, or their freedom. After losing over 120 pounds himself, Alan turned his transformation into a mission. He has coached thousands of people to unlock the 4 B's, which we're going to get into. Better bodies, better bank accounts, better businesses, and better bedrooms. He blends science-backed nutrition, customized training, and mindset coaching to achieve lasting change. And I met him on Instagram through Dan Martell. He did a before and after, before Alan's coaching and after. And I couldn't believe the transformation in him. And I knew I had to have him on the show so he can share his journey and all his wisdom as far as fitness, health, and nutrition. So once again, welcome to the show. And if you're not watching on YouTube, watch on YouTube. You can see that he is in shredded shape. So obviously, he walks the talk. And tell us your story. How did you lose 120 pounds and how did you let yourself get that heavy in the first place? What was happening in your life and how did you correct it?
You know, for me, it was my big thing was food. I just leaned towards food with comfort and, you know, slow and steady wins the race, but it's crazy how fast it can come on when you just don't think about it on a regular basis. And, you know, once it started, it just didn't stop. My favorite thing was Reese's Pieces, Buttercups, French fries, and tartar sauce. And you can only have so much of that before all of a sudden.
All together and like one
day. No, individually, but just love them just as much.
Okay.
And it's crazy how, you know, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, and all of a sudden now you're this person you don't even recognize. And, you know, it was pretty crazy because when I was that big, I worked at a fine dining restaurant in Edmonton, Alberta, and we had two stairs, two flights. And whenever I was working on the bottom one, because I was a big guy, we had to go to the top and get drinks. Well, shit. It would take me minutes to collect myself, and I'd go upstairs, come back down, and I'd sit and have to wait. I'd almost be panting. And, you know, everybody has that aha moment or that, you know, that switch or that trigger that says, okay, well, you know what, maybe we should make a change based on how we are, where we feel. And that wasn't it. We lived in this loft in Edmonton, my ex-wife and I. And it was horrible. Like, we had, our bedroom was upstairs and we had this bathroom. I literally had to sit sideways because I couldn't fit like a normal human fucking being. And, you know, it was really tough being in a relationship where you still felt lonely. I felt depressed and I was just unhappy. And my aha moment was, we had this specific attire we had to wear before we went to work, and I had these slip-on shoes. Well, I had this fucking technique where I had to blow all my air out just to put on these slip-on shoes. And one day I couldn't put them on.
What job was it?
It was, I worked at Ruth Chris Steakhouse. So we had like the whole outfit and then the dress.
What did you do there?
As a fine dining server. I loved fine dining, wine, the whole nine yards. I love it.
And you were how many pounds?
I was 371 pounds.
371 pound server at Ruth Chris. Okay, yeah. Go on.
I'm really good. I've got the gift of the gab, so apparently they were to look past the what I looked like in some myself. But, you know, the one day I couldn't put my shoes on, and that was my breaking point. And I just literally broke down. And I said, I can't live like this for the rest of my life because I don't know where I'm going to be in 5 years if I carry on like this. And so I turned my hat backwards and just said, I have to do something about it. I knew nothing about fitness, clearly nothing about nutrition if I'm sitting there eating Reese's Pieces, Buttercups, and French fries. And, you know, I just started eating chicken and tomatoes. I knew chicken was healthy, figured tomatoes are, and went to the gym, which was the hardest thing in my entire life because when I walked in, I just assumed everybody was looking at me like I was on display. And for anybody else that's been in my position, even though people don't think like that, it's still here. And it's interesting how you create your own demons. And when I went into the gym, I just put my head down. There was a bunch of circuits with pictures on them. And I just went through these circuits and I did tons of cardio, ate chicken and tomatoes. And after 2.5 months, I lost 125 pounds. And
2.5 months?
Yes, I went all in. But the thing was, like,
chicken, tomatoes, those are the only two food groups you ate for 2.5 months.
For 2.5 months, yes. It's not like I, you know, I didn't tell many people I was doing this. It was just kind of like a myself mission.
And you only did cardio. You hadn't started any weights yet.
Cardio. And then like the old, you know, there's a circuit that you can run with those pictures. And I just ran through that. Was in the gym for a couple hours a day and it just seemed to work. And what was interesting about it is I knew this wasn't sustainable for life. But I knew based on how I felt and how I started to look that I wanted to make as many people feel the same way.
So you went from 371 pounds to how many pounds in 2.5 months?
In 2.5 months, I went all the way down to, it was like 240 pounds, 230 pounds. And then basically the next month or two after that, I was able to get all the way down to 180.
And then when did you start adding more food than just chicken and tomatoes?
It was after the initial 125 pounds because honestly, I didn't want to look at another fucking chicken again in day of my life. And, you know, it did the trick. It allowed me to go to where I needed to be and kickstart myself. But I just knew this wasn't a lifestyle that I could live nor anybody should live. And just started doing research on food and just found out that there's more ways to do it, more successful ways that are sustainable and give you options. And I just made it my mission to learn as much as I could about the science of food, to know how it reacts in every single body, because I base all my stuff on blood type. I've been doing blood type for 24 years, and it works very, very well when you know exactly what to give the individual.
I love that. I did the Eat Right for Your Blood Type diet, and I'm type A positive. So why don't we break down for the audience what each blood type in general, I know everyone's specific, but like for my blood type, it should be no meat and no dairy, and a lot of fish and vegetables. So break down what you're recommending for each blood type.
So let's just use myself, for example. I'm blood type O. So it's as simple as, you know, my body, even though snap peas are really healthy for you, if I were to consume a snap pea, my body would literally blow up inside. It would feel like there's a basketball inside my stomach. And it's crazy how, you know, with my blood type being O, it's like I know I'm supposed to avoid certain foods. Like when I have oatmeal, even though oatmeal is really, really good for you, I have to switch my oatmeal up for rice meal because my body will respond better to rice meal. So think of it like this. Every single time you consume food, your body sends out insulin to attack the food and do what it needs to with it. When you eat something that's foreign to the body or the blood, it stores that as stubborn fat. And that's where a lot of people, guys included, where we just get this
layer. The body sends out what? Did you say antigens or insulin?
insulin. So basically, insulin attacks the food and then knows how to digest it properly. Mm-hmm. And so it's crazy how when you eat something that's foreign to the blood, it holds it as stubborn fat. And that's where you get all these like these pockets where you're just like, well, I'm eating really healthy. I'm doing all the cardio. Why isn't this going away? And it's simple as just changing up a couple things here and there. Like, for instance, with my blood type, when you consume a quarter cup of pineapple, a fresh pineapple, after a meal, it digests like crazy and it takes away any kind of excess bloating. So it's kind of like a natural probiotic. And so just throwing in these little tiny things or tips, it makes such a drastic difference. And it's so cool that when you finally educate someone that, you know, doesn't quite understand and thinks that chicken, rice, and tomatoes or chicken, you know, all these things that are supposed to be healthy for you aren't necessarily exactly what your body needs. You might need turkey as opposed to chicken. And it's, even though it's not a huge difference, it's a difference to your body. And then it makes a drastic change in how you feel, how you look, and your energy crazy through the roof.
So can you give us a couple recommendations for each blood type?
I sure can. So when it comes to, like, for instance, blood type, because I know mine inside out and backwards, when it comes to blood type O, you want to stay away from any kind of like peppers. So peppers mess you up like crazy. Any kind of pasta, oatmeal. You want to have things like rice because your body can absorb rice a lot easier. Any kind of black peppers or vinegars are an irritant to my body. And so even though I like black pepper and vinegar, when I consume it, all of a sudden it makes me feel a little off.
Okay.
You need to know every single person though should not consume dairy. Dairy causes inflammation, irritation, and rash in the body, and every single blood type should not have it in there. And so it's nuts when you take those things out, because a lot of people will get rashes from dairy and it causes a lot of bloating. You don't need it past being an infant, and you can get more calcium from a cup of broccoli than you can milk.
So you're saying nobody should have dairy.
No, I have not been putting dairy other than, I will say there's a caveat to this, other than pure liquid whipping cream, because it's not cut with anything. So even though I'm hardcore lactose intolerant, I cannot consume any dairy whatsoever, but I can consume pure liquid whipping cream because the body has not, it's a whole food. And so what happens is when we take away and we start adding all the sugars and all the other things and the chemicals to get it to where we need it to be, where we think it's going to be lighter and better for you and less calories, that's where all the problems come in.
So do you have any other recommendations for the other body types? Like,
yes, I do. So like A, like you had said, even for yourself, like I would definitely recommend like any kind of fish, cod, halibut, that kind of stuff is very good for your body. Once again, you want to consume, it's interesting for you because you're going to consume less protein and even more carbs. And so for women, it's very tough sometimes for me to say, hey, by the way, we're going to consume less protein, more carbs. They literally tell me to fuck myself. And it's like, well, it's science-based stuff that I've been doing for a long time. So you have to trust the dick. And so once they do it for a week or two, they realize that.
I like that you just threw that in.
You like that?
The dick. Oh, that was hilarious. That was a nice throwaway. So if you're telling me eat less protein, because every single person comes on this podcast and says, women over 40 should be eating over 100 grams of protein a day. So you're telling me eat over 100
grams? No, because 100 grams is not that much. People go above and beyond where they take it too far, where they sit at 1.5 to 2.5 grams per body pound. And that is too much for the body because it doesn't know how to get rid of it and utilize it the way it should.
And so that's where women get constipated AF when they eat that much protein.
Yes, 100%.
Fiber, yeah. They need the fiber. So when you say carbs, eat more carbs, are you talking about fruits and vegetables or are you talking about rice and grain?
I'm going to talk a little bit about, so when it comes to fibrous vegetables and stuff like that, you can consume as much as you want because they don't really affect you too much. Obviously, there's a healthy balance, but things like you said, like maple syrup, raisins, specific types of rice, I stay away from brown rice just because it takes too long for the body to digest it properly. And so, like, I have this really good snack that you would love.
You're saying white rice is better than brown rice.
Yes, jasmine basmati, way better than brown rice. And just because, once again, it takes too long for the body to digest it properly. And I've got a really good snack that is a fan favorite for all my clients. You take jasmine or basmati rice, maple syrup, raisins, cinnamon, and pure liquid whipping cream, and you mix it up. And it's like a homemade rice pudding. It's fucking amazing. And the cool thing about this is that when you put the whipping cream over top of all the high glycemic food, you don't get the sugar high and sugar crash. It's just a level field of feeling good. And so you don't get that high and low, and you just feel amazing.
Is that because of the fat in the whipping cream? It kind of
it exactly. It coats the high glycemic stuff, so then it doesn't release it into your system like a spike, like a Red Bull. It's just like it comes up, and then it just stays even keel across the board.
Love it. So any recommendations for type B blood types?
Yes, type B. There's not as many people that are type B. Once again, staying away from like ketchups, vinegars, rhubarb, black beans, corn, that kind of stuff is very, very beneficial for them to avoid. And then once again, making sure like people can consume red meat, but everything in moderation. And I will say for blood type B, it's very interesting that so many people, myself included, because I learned from my parents, when we consume our meat, we don't actually consume it the way we're supposed to. And so when you consume any form of red meat, you're supposed to consume a vegetable or a salad after, because now it'll allow for that to kind of go through your system and be digested the way it's supposed to be. And so for me, back in the day, we would consume a meat and then a fucking can of corn would be the vegetable. That doesn't work the same. And so that's where all these people, you know, have all this undigested food that just sits in their stomach and they don't feel good. So no one says you're supposed to have, you know, X amount of red meat a day or X amount of fish or X amount of that, but you just have to eat it the right way so you don't feel bad and it gets metabolized through your system.
And you just studied all the stuff about the blood types and you started.
So one of my clients, his name's Ross Duncan. He's now 77 years old. He is an ex-doctor. And so when I was kind of going through my weight loss, chicken and tomatoes, awesome journey, I met him at the gym and he was 50 at the time. He looked so young and he was so intelligent. He came over and he started to talk to me, obviously, because he had seen kind of where I was going and what I was doing. And he became a huge mentor of mine. And he taught me so much when it comes to that. And I was able to learn so much and apply it. The thing with me is I'm going to do it to myself first before I give it to somebody else. Because if it doesn't work, then I'm going to look like an asshat. And the last thing I want is to make sure that when someone takes something from me or listens to my advice, I've practiced what I preached, I look the part, and I know I'm talking about what I'm supposed to be talking about.
Well, I can't wait to come back after this commercial break and talk about the best gym routine for a busy professional who says, I do not have time to work out. We're going to cut to a quick commercial break. Thank you so much, listeners, for being a part of this movement of going from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant.
Let's be real. It shouldn't feel so hard to feel just functional. You eat right, you move your body, you check all the boxes, but if you're still hitting that midday crash or waking up feeling already drained, your body might need cellular support. That's where Vita Essentials comes in. It's a cutting-edge NMN supplement that helps your body naturally produce NAD, the molecule that powers your cells and fuels your energy. This isn't a quick fix. It's a long-term mitochondrial strength in every capsule. So if you want sustained energy for clear focus and real vitality, try Vita Essentials and feel that shift from the inside out. Go to the show notes to grab your discount code. I have tried a lot of skincare in my day, but nothing has felt this good. Skin to Mind isn't just about looking good, it's about feeling good in your own skin. Every morning I start with Optimist, a light refreshing spray that wakes up my skin and my mood. Then I smooth on my New Day Serum and instantly I feel brighter, more lifted, and more me. It's like showing up to your day already aligned. And at night, I melt into new night, the most luxurious part of my wind down routine. It calms me, softens me, and it helps me let go of my day while my skin drinks in an all-natural, scientifically proven product. This isn't just skincare. It's a ritual, a reset, a reminder, a return to yourself. If you're craving glow, ease, and a deeper kind of self-care, go to the show notes and grab your discount code. Skin to Mind will change the way you treat your skin and yourself. Imagine this, waking up in your own private villa, breathing in the fresh air of Ensenada, Mexico, starting your day with yoga under the open sky, followed by a gentle hike through lavender fields, then sitting down to the most nourishing organic farm-to-table meal, all while being guided through my signature 7 pillars of abundance to completely set yourself up for success, not only for the rest of 2025, but beyond. This is the Manifest Your Dream Life Retreat, a luxurious, transformative experience happening this fall at the world-class Monte Valle Resort. And because you're a podcast listener, I have something extra special just for you. You'll receive a complimentary spa massage and a vitamin drip therapy treatment because your healing and your glow deserve priority. Spots are intentionally limited to keep it intimate and powerful, and podcast listeners get first access. So go ahead and head to the show notes and claim your spot before it sells out. This is your season to rest, receive, and manifest your dream life. See you in Mexico.
Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We're interviewing celebrity trainer Alan Dick, and he is going to tell us when his clients say, you know, this all sounds great, Alan, but I'm too busy. I have no time to work out. What do you tell them to do?
First off, you can have results or you can have excuses. You can't have fucking both. And when you take yourself and put yourself first, it's not a conceited thing to say, okay, well, I'm going to put myself first, because guess what? If you break down, the fucking system breaks down and everything else that you do gets left behind or not amplified the way it's supposed to be. You know, I'm going to use Dan Martell as an example. It was crazy. He was in good shape before we started. He went ahead and grabbed me and said, hey, can you make me look like you? And I was like, well, fucking listen. And, you know, he's a busy, busy guy. But once again, when you take yourself and put yourself forward first and you do a little bit of cardio and you have a plan that's dedicated to what you need to do and the goal where you want to go, once you start to feel better and the foods you're consuming, which, because I only believe in whole foods, I don't believe in artificial preservatives, flavors, all that kind of stuff. I practice what I preach and I tell people to have it. Doesn't mean they necessarily will do it, but I'm just saying this is what I recommend. And when you start to actually eat the food that you need, you feel 1,000 times better. You've got more energy. You look better. And you're just like amplified. And the number one thing he said from this whole thing was, I think he lost 25 or 26 pounds. The energy level he had 10x'd what he does, because now he just was able to take it that much further. And so I say to any single person out there that says they're too busy or they don't have enough fucking time, get up an extra hour early, because that extra hour is going to amplify and 10x your business. And it doesn't matter what you're going to do, especially relationships, because you're not going to be that kind of person that needs a fucking nap at 2 o'clock in the afternoon just to get through the rest of the day, because you're actually eating food that's giving you energy to put you through the rest of the day. I find so many people get up, they have a coffee, they don't consume food, and then they wait until lunch. Well, you put gas in your vehicle, so how the fuck would your body be any different?
So you're not into the whole bulletproof thing, have fat in your coffee and then fast until lunch?
No, I would literally come through the fucking computer right now. So many people say to me, okay, well, do I do intermittent fasting? I do fasting, but every single one of my clients, we wake up, we consume food from 6 to 6, and then nothing from 6 to 6. And that is the fasting portion. If everybody's listening, pardon? 12 hours.
12-hour fasting window, yes. Which I personally think that is realistic and doable. It gives your body a nice break from digesting.
Of course. And it's something, once again, my big thing is sustainability. If we're going to do this, let's do something that is going to be a long-term thing, not a short-term thing to get us where we think we need to go. And then we go back to normal life and now everything comes back. Then all of a sudden you're banging your head against the wall and you're just like, well, why is this? You get frustrated. Then you just kind of cascade down. So what I would say is the number one thing when you get up in the morning, the second your eyes open, you've got 60 minutes before your body starts burning muscle as an energy source. So when these people get up and they don't consume much for food, there's nothing to attack, to utilize, then you use muscle. And if we're only putting on, for women, 3 to 4 pounds a year, and for men, 4 to 5 pounds a year of muscle, you don't want to jeopardize what you have to think that you're moving forward fasting.
So what is your ideal breakfast before working out for both women and men?
So I would say, so it's not necessarily a breakfast, it would be a snack. So I do for guys and girls and females. So it's usually rice cake, jam, peanut butter, or any kind of fruit and any kind of, once again, a fat as well. I don't usually consume protein before I work out because the body needs carbs and fat to give you energy to be able to push. After the workout's done, then I'll do protein and carbs to kind of replenish the body and get that protein in there. But once again, you can't build muscle if you don't have energy to push. And so when people go and work out on an empty stomach, once again, excuse me, they're burning muscle as that energy source. Just because they can get through the workout doesn't mean they should be getting through the workout that way.
So you would say rice cake jam, which is full of sugar and 100%. Peanut butter.
Yes, because jam, once again, it's natural. So you don't want to get something that's artificial. You don't want to get something that says low calorie. I do not believe in half fat, low calorie, low sugar, low this. If you're going to get something, get a whole food. If you can't recognize the back of it, don't put it in your mouth. And so I would say that, or even pure honey, even maple syrup. And once again, peanut butter, almond butter, natural nut butters, that kind of stuff.
It's going to give you rice cake. So you could put like, peanut butter, and
you choose, because once again, it comes down to your blood type. So if your blood type causes for you not to have peanuts, you're going to pick almond butter. And so as long as there's that fat on there, the rice cake and the jam is going to give you instant energy. Same with the rice cake. It's going to be a little bit longer. And then the fat is going to be the longest one. So you can at least get through your workout properly.
And do you believe in it's okay to have coffee or tea in the morning?
100%. Why wouldn't you? So when I'm dieting for a show, blood type for me, my coffee will actually mess up my digestion. So when I'm dieting, I only actually have one coffee a week.
Do you drink tea in the morning or any kind of caffeine?
Yes, I drink matcha. So it's very, very good.
Yeah. And how do you make your matcha?
I usually make it as a shake. So like for instance, this morning I get up, I use egg whites for my protein powders because I don't believe in a lot of supplements. I like
powdered egg whites.
No, I just take liquid egg whites and pour it into my shake. And then I add fresh fruits, cinnamon, nutmeg, vanilla, turmeric. And then I throw in a little bit of matcha as well. And then I make a kind of like a homemade chocolate milk with like avocado and cocoa powder. And then I blend that all up together.
That sounds like it would take an hour.
It's so good. And it takes 5 fucking seconds because once you get it down to a science, then you're good.
Okay, so go on. We've talked about breakfast or the pre-workout, the post. Let's talk about the post-workout. What would you recommend to infuse the body with protein?
It's got to be something very simple, and it's got to be something that's very quick. Because if you were to consume a whole food, it's going to take too long for the body to digest that. You'll miss the window of recovery. And so this is where I definitely believe that protein shakes are very, very important. With protein shakes, the body doesn't tend to absorb all of it, though. So that's the part that bothers me. But at the same time, you're going to need something to hit the system right away. So any kind of protein powder, once again, that doesn't have a lot of artificial and preservatives in it is very important. And then honestly, any kind of high glycemic thing. So I would have like even natural fruit juice or orange juice or just something to kind of get into the system instantly. And just you
what
just
about
need the two.
Someone who was pre-diabetic or trying to avoid sugar?
So this is where the misconception is if you're pre-diabetic, they're consuming the sugars that aren't really good for them. If you're consuming maple syrup, if you're consuming raisins, if you're consuming honey, you're consuming the things that the body understands how to utilize proper and their whole foods. As long as the amount given is set up the proper way for people in that situation, then you're going to feel better on a whole different level. But when you're sitting there eating sugars that are refined or chocolate or this or that, once again, the body doesn't know what to do with. Therefore, that's the problem you're going to rise. You've got to eat the natural sugars that we can recognize.
Okay, so protein powder with fruit juice, and then let's go on. So you don't believe in the one or two meals a day. Do you believe in like 4 to 6 mini meals?
I believe in, so you're going to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then I think you're going to have, well, before you work out, after you work out, and then you're going to have at least 1 or 2 snacks throughout the day. But once again, I understand people are very, very busy, and I understand people have different goals. So when I build something for somebody, I have to take those into consideration. Just keeping in mind that you never want to go 2 to 3 hours or even longer without consuming any food, because the second you do, the body gets stressed out. And I have so many people that talk to me and say, okay, well, I'm eating 2 meals a day. Why am I not gaining, or why am I gaining weight? Why am I still getting heavier? Because if you don't eat the right amount of calories. And this is for a lot of females out there because they tend to undereat the calories thinking they're going to drop more weight. What happens is the body gets very stressed out because it doesn't realize it's supposed to be getting more calories. So it holds on to the thing you're eating and it won't let go. And so that's a number one thing for me is when I get women on whole foods and calories, it's a lot more food than they're used to, but then all of a sudden their body is de-stressed and then it just lets go. Like for instance, I've got a girl that's 131 pounds consuming 2,100 calories and cheating three times a week. And it's like slow and steady wins the race as long as we do it the right way, because your body will tell you how much better you feel. And it's crazy when someone's eating this much food and they just look and feel as good as they do. That's, I believe, exactly where we should be going.
I can't imagine eating 2,100 calories a day and I weigh 150 pounds. I feel like I would like blow up.
And most, I'm going to say most people do, but it's like, I don't just start you off there. We have to start here. And then it doesn't take a long time, but there are certain signs that allow me to know when to increase it.
Okay. And I like what you were saying about when people under eat, they think they're going to lose weight, but the body thinks it's starving. So it creates cortisol, and cortisol causes belly fat. So they're wondering, why can I not lose weight when I'm eating only 1200 calories a day? I mean, and even if they did do that and lost weight, like you said, they're going to lose muscle, and that's not a lifestyle. That's like a crash diet. So eventually when they go back to eating 1500 or 1800 calories a day, they're going to even gain more weight.
Yeah, it's a vicious cycle, especially for people that are trying to kind of go in the right direction or think they're doing the right thing, which in turn they are. But once again, it comes back to, is this sustainable? Am I going to be able to maintain this? And is it a fad? Because I do not believe in fads. I don't believe in things that are just like quick fixes to get us where we think we need to get. Why don't we just do what we're supposed to on a regular basis? Feel amazing all the time. I even had a girl, she really wanted to lose weight, but she was doing the same thing, two meals a day. And I put her on her calories. She gained 14 pounds before it stopped, and then it started to come down. She literally hated me for like 3 weeks. And I said, you just trust me. She was starving her body so much that her body needed to reset. And so even though she was gaining the weight, I still said, stick to the plan. Don't do extra cardio. Don't eat less. Just trust me. And literally it stopped. Her body de-stressed and she lost like 30 pounds.
Oh my God. I know so many women who would be like, I had the craziest trainer ever. I gained 14 pounds. I'm going to go find somebody else. So that takes a lot of trust. That takes a lot of trust. So you go to a like convenient store or a gas station, you're taking a road trip, you couldn't do meal prep. What are some options that you would get if you were at like a 7-Eleven or a convenience store?
Okay, so if I had to, because I tend to never really forget packing. Like when I travel, I tend to pack more protein bars, more protein shakes to make sure, just in case, because you want to make sure to hit your protein numbers, especially while you're traveling. But I would say protein bars. Those are, you know,
what brands of protein bars do you like?
I don't really have a ton of brands that I pick. I honestly just look for no artificial flavors or preservatives because I don't tend to have a lot of protein supplements. And so I am not really versed in exactly what I would pick, except for when I do, if I had to, I would just grab one that had, like I said, the least amount of preservatives, the highest amount of protein, because it's easier to get carbs and fat than it is to get protein, especially when you're getting it at a 7-Eleven. Yeah.
So that would be like RX Bar and Lara Bar. They have
those are good. Even like, you know what, if we're picking between, yes, those are decent. Even beef jerky, like once again, it's going to have a lot of sodium in it and I wouldn't recommend it on a regular basis. But if you keep your water intake up, that sodium will attach to the water molecules and flush your system out. And so making sure to keep your water up while you do those, it's very beneficial if I was eating beef jerky.
So do you believe in having a cheat meal?
100% I do, because how the fuck are you supposed to sustain any of this if you're not looking forward to anything? And so that's the number one thing that I do with my clients, myself included, is every single Wednesday and every single Saturday for me, I cheat once with the kids on the Wednesday. My kids love sushi and I'll have a glass of wine. And then on Saturday, I'll ask them what they want, whether I make burgers or whatever. And it's very important to incorporate that in, because nobody can just eat healthy 24/7 without wanting to fucking, you know, so being able to look forward to date night and to do those things with the people that you want to spend time with, why else are we working this hard? If we took that away, now I'm not looking forward to things. And so many people look forward to going out for something to eat or having a glass of wine or having something they've missed, that if we take that away completely, you're just by yourself and it's boring. Like it's not as much fun as it could be.
So if you're at your kid's birthday party and they're having pizza or cake, will you have a piece?
No, because I used to be very large and love the Reese's Pieces, they have seen me eat dessert maybe 5 times, and my daughter is 10 and my son is 12.
So when you have a cheat meal, it doesn't involve sugar.
Cheat meals are, they don't, you want them to be something that the body can recognize and utilize, not eat and feel like shit. So I wouldn't say, hey, for a cheat meal, go to Burger King or go to McDonald's, because then you're going to feel like shit. So I would say every single person's cheat meal is dictated on what they consume to make them feel good. So I do I won't count how much steak I have, or I'll have a baked potato, or I'll have, like I said, sushi, nothing deep fried, a glass of white wine or burgers and make homemade fries, like that kind of stuff. I just don't consume pastas with creams and dairy and like nachos, because it won't make me feel good.
So even the cheat meal is not like eat as much cake and pizza as you want. Okay.
No.
It's within your blood type though. And it's just
when it comes down to cheat meals, what I usually tell people is eat something that you've been missing, eat something that's going to curb that craving, because once you do, you'll be able to kick ass that much more tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it can be anything you want.
Well, we are going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we are going to talk about the 4 B's of getting in the best shape of your life. And this is the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Achievers know this. Just because you can't push through fatigue doesn't mean you should. We've been told that exhaustion is normal, especially in midlife. But it's not. Vita Essentials is an NMN supplement that helps your body naturally produce NAD+, boosting mitochondrial health, mental clarity, and cellular energy. This formula isn't just filler-free. It's packed with clinically selected ingredients like CoQ10, paraxanthine, and resveratrol. If you're ready to supplement smarter, not harder, then Vita Essentials is for you. Because peak performance in midlife is not only possible, it's powerful. What if your skincare did more than just smooth fine lines or give you a glow? What if it helped you feel calmer, clearer, and more like yourself every single day? That's exactly what I found with Skin to Mind, a luxurious 3-step ritual that doesn't just treat your skin, it supports your whole mental health. In just 3 easy steps morning and night, I feel like I'm giving my nervous system a reset and my skin a second chance. No overwhelm, no 10-step routine, just intentional, elevated skincare that makes you look radiant and feel deeply grounded. Because when you feel good in your skin, everything else flows. Ready to experience skincare that loves you back? Head to the show notes for your exclusive discount code on Skin to Mind and step into your new favorite ritual.
Hey there, it's Rebecca, your magnetic abundance mentor. Let me ask you something. Are you feeling stuck, burned out, or like life just isn't as juicy as you know it can be? If you're nodding right along, it's time for a breakthrough. My coaching program is designed to help you align your life in all 7 pillars of abundance: spiritual, physical, emotional, romantic, mental, social, and financial. So you can finally live that big, bold, sexy, and adventurous life you deserve. And here's the best part. I'm inviting you to schedule a breakthrough call with me. No pressure, no sales gimmicks, just a genuine chance to experience my coaching firsthand and get crystal clear on what is next for you. Because your best life is not a someday thing, it's a right now thing. So click the link in the show notes to book your breakthrough call and let's start making magic together. Your next level is calling you. Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. We are interviewing celebrity trainer Alan Dick. Tell us about your philosophy called the 4 B's.
All right. So when I had to, my very first talk, I went to South Carolina and I stood on stage and I was so nervous. Literally, I was the second speaker out of a 2-day event and I had never stood on stage before. I was going to die. I literally wanted to walk out and never come back. And they didn't have any Jack Daniels, so I couldn't even curb that. So basically, once I started talking, it was fine. But my big shtick is like, the better in shape you are, the better your business, the better your bank account, the better your bedroom. And they all go hand in hand. And I find that when you start eating healthy, you start feeling sexier. When you start feeling better, you start to have more confidence. When you have more confidence, you exude that confidence to every single person around you, to your friends, to your family, to your coworkers. And you end up becoming this, you know, walking billboard, but you went ahead and put in the time to do the work to make you feel amazing. And when people have more confidence, all those other things just seem to kind of work in place. And it's nuts when you feel better yourself, because no one can tell you what to do. No one can tell somebody to quit smoking. But when you make that change to ultimately go all in and you feel better, you have a better relationship, which in turn is a better bedroom, which I believe is very, very important, because there are so many people that are very disconnected because one person might be doing something, one person might be doing the other. But if you're kind of like a cohesive unit, it's just that much better. And it's so cool for kids to be able to see that, because I came from a very broken family. I didn't really get to see that. And so, you know, and now you're in better shape. So now your business is doing better because you're amplified on another level, where I would say 90%+ of the population, they don't eat the way they're supposed to give them the energy that they need to get through the day to start kicking ass. And so I find they all kind of work well together, and then they just amplify all at the same time. So now you've got a better bedroom. Now your husband, wife, everybody's happy. You're feeling sexy. You're feeling good. Your business is doing great, which in turn makes you more money, because now you're just like, you want to be up. You want to be active. You don't want to be sluggish because you actually feel amazing. You don't want to fucking lay in bed and watch TV. And so everything just kind of works better as a whole unit, the better you are. And so what I mean, what I said earlier is like, it's not a selfish thing to think of yourself as number one. I think it's a very important thing because people definitely lose sight of that. And if I break down, there's so much else that's going to break down around me. And so many people look up to me for that motivation, which in turn gives them motivation. So it all kind of works together.
So you're saying overweight people can't have good sex?
Nope, didn't say that at all. I said they can have good sex. Now, I could.
I get what you're saying. When you feel confident in your body and you feel confident naked, you will be more expressed in the bedroom.
I can use myself, for example. When I was as big as I was, I didn't feel confident to do any of that. So everything that we did together, the lights had to be off because I didn't want to see myself. I didn't feel good. So it's like my personal experience was, wow, like I really shit the bed. And to be able to have something to compare it to, and no one says you have to go completely the other end of the spectrum and get ripped and look like a Barbie doll, but just be in shape, whatever that means to you. And that's why I love it, because every single person on the face of the planet has their own goal that's important to them.
I like that you said not everyone has to look like a Barbie doll or a Ken doll.
No.
And I moved from LA to Cincinnati and I do a lot of group fitness classes like F45. And I've noticed that in LA, everybody did for the most part look like a Barbie and a Ken. In the Midwest, all different body types are working out. And I applaud that because it's not one standard, although people should, you know, try to be the healthiest they can be, but not striving for perfection, because that can just make the journey so miserable if you're comparing yourself to the supermodels.
And that's why you just hit the nail on the head. I don't like people when they compare themselves to other people. You know, I say to somebody, hey, give me a picture or give me an idea of what you want to look like, so then I have an idea of where I need to bring you. But, you know, for me, it's more, are you healthy inside and out? Are your numbers working? Do you feel comfortable? Do you feel confident? And can you do the things that you want to do? Let it be play catch with your kids or be able to go and do the sports you want to and all these things. I think that's the most important, and longevity.
You say, are your numbers working? What numbers do you track?
So basically, I get all my clients to get their blood work done every 3 to 6 months and then DEXA scans. It's very important because even though you might feel good, there might be some things that are off. And when you're eating the way you're supposed to, things tend to work out just perfectly. And it's nice because it kind of, you know, gives me confidence, which gives them confidence when they do get their blood work back and they're like, holy shit, like everything's working exactly where it's supposed to, because then it's just a good peace of mind for themselves.
So how many times a week should, this show is a lot of middle-aged people, men and women, but mostly women, should we be doing weights and cardio?
Honestly, when it comes down to it, I would say, you know, for my group, any person that is a beginner at whatever age, I would say 3 to maybe 4 days a week. That 3 is very important, especially if you're just starting out, because doing 3 days a week for someone that hasn't been working out, you're going to get great benefit and great results. But once again, that 3 days a week will only last so long. And I'm just talking about weights. Then you add that fourth day. I would say for any intermediate people, anywhere between that 4 to 5, and experts, 5 to 6. And so once again, it just comes down to how long you've been in the gym, what's your goal, and where do you want to go? And so when it comes to cardio, I believe that, you know, women included, push as heavy as you can within reason. You're not going to get too big, too bulky, because whatever you eat is going to allow you to get to where you want to go. So food is huge because they all work together. When it comes to cardio, I see so many people on the same fucking machine day in, day out, just busting their ass for hours at a time. It is the biggest waste of time on the face of the planet. Don't get me wrong. It's good for heart healthy, lactic acid, all the things, tightens up your skin, good for digestion. But once again, every single thing in moderation. If you're going to do something, maybe do 20 or 30 minutes of it. You know, bust your ass. You don't have to sit there for an hour and a half, okay? Because it's boring. And you don't go anywhere on the treadmill. Same fucking spot.
It is boring. So do you think the whole cardio thing is bullshit, that people could get in great shape with weights and nutrition?
They can definitely get into better, great shape with weights and nutrition. And how I build all my programs is I incorporate cardio into the workout itself. So we're not resting for as long. Your heart rate's elevated, which is getting that cardiovascular endurance in there without just sitting on an elliptical. So I incorporate the two of them together, because I personally, other than when I'm dieting for a show, don't do any cardio whatsoever. But by the time I leave that gym, that is the hardest hour I'm going to have for the entire day. But it also benefits me and it amps my day out for the rest of it.
Do you believe that we should all be walking 7,000 to 10,000 steps a day?
I believe 100% you should get off your ass and definitely walk. It's so much harder though for people that have desk jobs or office jobs to actually, you know, I tell a lot of my clients, set a timer, set a limit. So every half an hour, get up and go for a little bit of a walk just to kind of get the body circulating again. Because that's where, you know, it's hard when I say you're supposed to eat enough calories, but if you sit down all day long, you're not burning any calories. So that's kind of like the end of doing this. So they're like, okay, should I consume less because I'm sitting down? No, just make sure you get up and walk around a little bit.
So you said when you're training for a show, you do professional bodybuilding. So how many times a week and what kind of cardio do you do when you train for a show?
I only do cardio the last 2 weeks before a show. So I diet for 14 weeks and I only incorporate cardio the last 2 weeks before I go to the show. And so the reason why I do it is because it's such a shock to my system because I don't do it. I believe 100% on nutrition. You are what you eat. I believe that, you know, obviously anybody can build a program. You want to build it specific to what you have to change and what you want to alter. But I believe you are what you eat. And when you eat the way you're supposed to, that's where the biggest change comes from. So when I incorporate cardio for myself or my clients the last little bit, they're like, holy shit, why are all these changes happening? Because I didn't rely on just cardio.
So when you do incorporate it the last 2 weeks, how often do you do it and how many
minutes? I get on the bike for 20 minutes and that's it.
Every day for 2 weeks?
Every day, yeah.
Amazing. So what is the biggest misconception right now with either diet, nutrition, biohacking that all the influencers are recommending that you think is just total and complete bullshit? We already covered intermittent fasting as bullshit. Any other ones?
When it comes to that kind of stuff, it's like there is so much false shit out there that it's so hard for somebody that's just getting introduced to it to know what they actually should believe. And, you know, I believe if you're healthy, you eat whole foods. I'll give you the best thing that anybody should do on the face of the planet. Get up, eat within 60 minutes, drink 4 liters of water, don't eat past 6 o'clock, and make sure you spread your food out exactly the way you're supposed to. There are no if you eat something that has less calories, or if you eat something that's, you know, I'm going to have a diet pop instead of this or whatever, I'm going to lose weight. Anything that is cut and it says zero calories, it's cut with a chemical. When that chemical gets inside the body has a very hard time releasing that because it gets stuck in your fat cells. And so just because it says zero calories doesn't mean you're actually going in the right direction. Okay. There's other things that you can do to curb that craving. So I would say staying away from those things are very, very beneficial. And I don't believe in certain fads because I believe that there are healthy foods out there and bad foods out there. And like I said in the beginning, understand and recognize what you eat. Don't eat anything you don't, because you don't know how it's going to affect the body. And educate yourself a little bit on what could possibly work for you, as opposed to just listening to Instagram and all these people out there that are just saying whatever they want. And they look amazing, don't get me wrong, but sometimes there's a lot of bullshit out there. And I get very frustrated listening to it. I can only say so much because I am a very like true person. I say exactly what I mean. I practice exactly what I preach. And I just tell the fucking truth.
So what is like the biggest misconception do you think that's out there right now in health and fitness? I know you don't want to call anyone out, but go ahead.
The biggest misconception. This one's, it's very hard because there are a ton of people out there that I want to say something specific to, but I'm going to throw this out there, drugs. And so nobody talks about it openly.
Let's talk about Ozempic and GLP-1 because even skinny people are doing it there.
And I'm very frustrated. I just didn't know how to go about saying this because it's so, I just got back from Vegas with a client, and he owns a ton of medical clinics. And he said the biggest thing right now are people are taking, obviously, Ozempic, and it's working. But what happens is, he said the positives are outweighing the negatives because people are losing weight. So they can't really say that it's not working because weight loss is where they want to go, except for nobody's talking about the fucking amount of muscle loss that they're losing, how they're actually feeling, what it's doing to the body. So just because that fucking scale is going down doesn't mean you're actually going in the right direction. And it's so bad that people are doing this because they need something that is going to work instantly. And it's just like, it's very frustrating to me because, yes, once again, the scale goes down. But after you're done doing this, what are you to do now? You're not going
to
be able to stay on
that. You have to commit to a lifetime. Yes. Or it's still going to go back up. And not to mention all the side effects of how it's toxing out like the pancreas and all the digestive organs.
Yes, because you're supposed to be able to consume food. The body needs food. It needs X amount of protein, X amount of fat, X amount of carbs for brain, all the functions, especially for women. They need more fat than the average, like the average guy, because of all the things that they need. So when you take that completely away, you're fucking with your system. And the second you fuck with your system, you know how hard it is to get that back? And a lot of people won't have an easy time doing what they need to do to get back on food, because now the scale said they lost weight, so they went in the right direction, even though they really didn't. And it's just like, I just wish people weren't looking just for numbers on a scale. I get that people, even myself, was in a shitty situation, but I wanted to make sure at least I did it with food, because, you know, you can get your stomach stapled, you can do this, you can get the gastric, you can get all these different injections and stuff like that, but longevity, what is it doing to you later down the road? And it's like, people are looking for instant gratification, but sometimes it's okay just to put in the time to eat food to feel good. I think that we should kind of do that. And that's what I practice. That's what I preach. And that's what I push.
And maybe they are at their ideal weight and they do have the budget to do it for 20 years, but then they take another 20 years off their life.
Honestly, yes.
Is it worth it? Skinny for 20 years. If you lose 20 years, isn't it better to have an extra 10 pounds and be healthy? Like, nobody cares that much if you're carrying an extra 5 to 10 pounds, but women are like, they're crazy. They want to, again, they want to look like the supermodels, and they're willing to sacrifice anything to do it.
It's crazy. And you know, you can't tell a pregnant woman how it's going to be when she's pregnant. She has to go through it on her own. You can't just say, hey, this is what you expect, because every single person is different. And that's where it comes back to social media. Like, I understand Dan told me, because in my studio, I have pictures of like Arnold Schwarzenegger, The Rock, Sylvester Stallone. And he's like, when we first started, I didn't do social media. And he's like, if these people didn't put out the things that they do, how would you know who they are to want to be like them, or to at least strive to do what they did? And it made sense to me. So I understood. So that's why I started up social media. But like I said in the beginning, there's just so much fake shit out there that it's not like, what do you want? It comes down to what you want. And a lot of people don't realize sometimes they need to sit down and be like, okay, fuck that look, because, you know, whether it's good or bad, what do I want out of the system? What do I want out of my life? Where do I want to be 20, 30 years down the road? Because like you said, everything you're doing right now is exactly how you're going to feel 20 to 30 years down the road. And if you put all this shit in your body, but you look good now, how are you going to feel then?
Exactly. How are you going to feel? So go ahead and finish this sentence. I never leave my house without blank.
Hairspray.
Are you serious?
I'm fucking serious. I love my
hairspray. You're into all natural food.
This is the one thing. So everybody has their vice. This is my fucking cheat meal. So yes, Dove is my favorite thing, and it's like level 5.
You're not even showing your hair. You're wearing a hat.
I know. Just look at fucking Instagram. I love my hair. It's awesome, but it takes me like 10, 15 minutes to do it. Yes, I use a fucking blow dryer. I don't give a shit. I will do it until it's gone, and this is my one thing.
Your one vice is hairspray. I love it. And it's not even an all natural one. Okay.
Nope.
Okay. Finish this sentence. My workout is not complete until I blank.
Till I am honestly sweating. Like I worked out just before this. I am completely soaked to know I did what I needed to do in the gym.
So you push yourself until
you hard as I can every single time without putting myself in a compromising position every single day. I pretend every single time I walk into the gym, it's the last time I'm going to work out.
Okay, let's play this or that. Vegan or whey protein?
Wow. I'd say whey.
Chicken or steak?
Chicken.
I thought you burned out on it with the tomato and chicken diet.
I did, but I can't consume red meat all the time. I have steak once a week. It makes me come back to life. But the other couple days, I pick more chicken.
All right. Well, this has been an amazing conversation. I know my listeners are going to want to keep in touch with you and follow you. His Instagram is sick. This guy is in the best shape of anyone that's ever been on the show. And I've had a lot of fitness influencers on the show. So you'll definitely want to follow him. Where can they find you on Instagram? And how can they stay in touch with you?
They can send touch me. My Instagram is Coach Alan Dick, AlanDyck. And they can send me any messages they want through DMs or anything like that.
And if you could say one thing to the version of you that was 350 plus pounds, what would you tell him?
Thank you. I put in the time. I made the switch. And was it hard? Yes. But I'm living my best life because of it now.
Beautiful. Well, thank you everybody for listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. This episode is brought to you by Vita Essentials NMN. And we are so excited that you're going on the journey with us. This show has been ranked as high as top 60 in the country. We are so excited that you believe that you can achieve success in life through aligning your life and not the hustle and grind. Go ahead and comment to me or Alan on Instagram. Mine is at Rebecca E. Whitman, and tell me your biggest takeaway from the show and if you're going to implement anything that you learned today. And I will look forward to seeing you guys again. Until we see each other again on the next episode, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone.
Have you ever opened your eyes and already felt drained or hit a wall by 2 p.m. even after doing all the biohacks? You're not alone. Thousands of us are walking around with low cellular energy and we don't even know it. That's why I take Vita Essentials. It's a high-quality NMN supplement that helps your body naturally produce NAD+, the molecule that powers your mitochondria, brain, and body. One or two capsules a day equals long-term energy, clarity, and strength from the inside out. Because running on empty is not a vibe I'm bringing into this next chapter, go ahead and grab a discount in the show notes. Most skincare only cares about what you see in the mirror. But Skin to Mind is the first of its kind, a luxurious three-step ritual that works not just on your skin, but on your mind. It's the first skincare line to explore the skin-brain axis. It's been scientifically shown to help women feel 94% happier and calmer. Let that sink in. this isn't just about glowing skin. It's about feeling more grounded, more radiant, more you. And it only takes 3 simple steps, morning and night. No overwhelm, no guesswork. Just an elevated, luxurious ritual that helps you reset, restore, and reconnect. Because beauty isn't just skin deep. It's soul deep. Go ahead and go to the show notes and grab yourself a discount code and try Skin to Mind for yourself. Your skin and your nervous system. Well, thank you. You guys, here's what I really love about Vita Essentials. It's not hype. It's cellular science you can feel. Most NAD plus supplements don't actually work because your body can't use NAD directly. The molecule's too big. Vita Essentials gives you NMN, the bioavailable precursor your body needs to make real, usable NAD plus for energy and cellular repair. The result? Clearer thinking, more strength, less crash. So if you're tired of being tired, support your energy at the source, your cells. Go to link in show notes to grab your discount code.